Okay, so the thank you everyone for coming to this special council meeting. I am presiding in the absence of having a Shire president, and that is the first order of business. We have one nomination that I have received previously, and what we can do at this point is ask all of the councillors, is there anyone else that you would like to nominate? I have received that one nomination from Councillor McBurney. Is there anyone else that would like to put their hand up for this position of Shire President? Okay. In the absence of any other nominations, we do not need to take the confidential vote, and so we can declare Councillor McBurney to be elected the President. Come forward and run the rest of the meeting, please.
My husband will be very pleased.
Now, I have received one more.
Can I say something before we do that?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Just before we go on with the rest of the meeting, I would just like to say thank you very much to my fellow councillors for having faith in me and putting me back in as president. I absolutely love this position and I am looking forward to working with all of you. Welcome to the new councillors, and I'm really looking forward to working with all of you. So thank you all very much indeed.
Thank you. So I have received one nomination for deputy president from Councillor Wood. And so you can ask if there's any others.
Okay. So thank you for your nomination, Councillor Wood. Do we have any other nominations for Deputy President?
Yes, I'd like to nominate myself for that position.
Yep. Thanks, Councillor Hotham.
If I can have a say, please.
Certainly.
That's okay.
Oh, hang on 2 seconds. Sorry, can you just take a seat for a minute? Who nominated first? So should Councillor Wood speak first?
It's at your discretion.
Okay. Councillor Hotham, we received Councillor Wood's nomination first.
Yep.
So if you don't mind, I'll ask him to speak first.
Of course.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. Are there any other nominations? So we have two. Any other nominations? No? Thank you. Councillor Wood.
Right, I'd like to thank you for nominating me, whoever that was. And I'd like to just say that as I've been doing the job for the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 years or however long, I've enjoyed the process. I don't exactly consider myself president material because I'm not very good at meetings but anyway, I'm in for another 4-year term, and I think 4 years by then I might be getting a bit grumpy, so I'll probably
be... What do you mean you might be?
So I think that'll probably be it for me, but while I'm happy to serve as a deputy to you, Jackie, and we certainly have a good relationship. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Councillor Wood. Councillor Hotham, would you like to speak, please?
I wish to express my interest in standing for the position of Deputy President. With 8 years of dedicated service on the Shire, I believe I possess the experience, commitment and vision necessary to contribute effectively to our Shire's continued growth and development. Throughout my tenure, I have gained valuable insights into the workings of the Shire, and have consistently demonstrated my ability to represent our community's interests. I am confident that I am the right person in the right place at the right time to support our leadership and advance our collective goals. I'm I'm eager to bring my experience, dedication and leadership to this new role. I look forward to the opportunity to serve our community in a greater capacity. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Councillor Hoffman. So we'll now do a secret vote. And I'm going to ask the CEO to manage that.
Thank you. So, quite simply, please write down the name of the person that you would like to vote for as deputy president. You can vote for yourself if you have nominated.
Thank you.
So this is a secret ballot. I will count it up at the end.
Oh, that.
And we'll have the results in a minute.
Thank you.
Can I ask Mike to come over and just to verify my number?
Yep.
So, the successful person is Councillor Wood.
Congratulations. So, congratulations, Councillor Wood. And Councillor Hotham, thank you very much for nominating. I really appreciate that. And we look forward to your continued involvement and contributions. Thank you. The next item of business is for the seating arrangements. So, and the CEO is now going to conduct a draw for us to work out where your seats are going to be. So don't get too comfortable because you're about to move. Well, you might do, you might not, you might actually stay where you are.
So we have a policy that relates to this.
Sorry, before we do that, do we need to do this with Cheryl?
The swearing in. Oh,
the swearing in. Sorry. Hello. Thanks, Cheryl.
That's yes. Okay.
Go ahead. Should have.
Sorry. We'll, before we actually do the seating, we'll just do the swearing in of the President and the...
Sorry, can I... I'll put these in the bowls and...
You do all your thing and we'll do the
thing. And we'll do our thing? Yeah. Okay.
You fill out. Waiting. And then I can duck away.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I've got the shakes.
It's the pressure, not the pressure.
Oh, gosh.
You'd think after all this time you'd know what you're doing.
You'd think so.
Well, you're lucky you get to sit next to me again.
How privileged am I to have my address?
Yep.
Is Pete filling his?
Yeah, he's filled out his.
He's done his.
Yep. I thought I'd sneak it in and get it in.
I should have.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's all.
Sorry, I forgot about you.
I moved forward because I thought you'll see me and twig, but you didn't.
No. We don't get those hints.
He's a man. What
I
else?
I should have thrown this at you, right?
That's right.
That's what the gamble's for.
Yeah. Okay, where are we going to do this? Just here?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yes. That's fine. Okay. Please. Here you go.
Can stamp song. Keep me company. So we'll just do the swearing in of the President and the Deputy. So I, Jacqueline McBurney of Pingelly, having been elected to the office of President of the Shire of Pingelly, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Pingelly under section 5.103 of the Local Government Act 1995.
Congratulations, Madam President. Thank you. I'll fill it out and...
Okay.
Yep.
No, you can do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have anything to do, Pete, over there? Oh, it's like a jungle.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Okay.
You all good?
Yep.
I, Peter John Wood of Pingelly, have been elected to the office of Deputy President for the Shire of Pingelly. Declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability. I will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Pingelly under section 5.103 of the Local Government Act. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Cheryl. We've really appreciated that. Thank you. Okay. Now we'll go back and we'll do the little seating arrangement.
Yes. So we have put all of the councillors' names, apart from the President and Deputy President, who have assigned seats, into these spheres to be chosen out at random. And then the seating, isn't it from this side? Or from that side? Yes, starting from the seat where Councillor Hotham is currently in, the first ball will sit at that place.
That
and
seat.
Consecutively through.
Should we ask all of these people to...
I think we can...
Move?
I think we can pick it first.
Okay. Am I doing that?
Go ahead.
Right. Thank you. There you see, it's not.
Have to use the.
It could have got
the highly easier. Technical. Exactly. So, Clinton Cheney, Councillor Cheney.
See you, Dad. See you, mate.
So, Dad and Dave. Dad and Dave, we've got here.
Excuse me.
Yep. Thank you. And sitting next to Councillor Cheney is Councillor Howell. Exactly where you are. Well done. You picked it well. Hey, come on, girls. You can't have all these boys sitting there together. Sitting next to Councillor Howell, we have Councillor Summers. Oh, that's a bit sad. And sitting next to Councillor Summers, we have Councillor Hotham.
There you go. Yep.
So there you go. So you're still going to get a crick in your neck looking at the TV screen.
Very good.
Lovely. So, councillors, this is your home for the next
2 years,
and then we'll do it again, all again in 2 years' time. Did we go through all of these issues?
Yes.
Yeah? So just continuing on with our agenda, we're on page 9 of your agenda, if you've got that in front of you. Thanks very much, Cheryl. Thank you. Okay. See you. So item number 2 is the acknowledgement of country. So we acknowledge the Wilman Noongar people of this area and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and community. We pay respect to elders past, present and emerging. Item number 3 are announcements by the presiding member. I have none because I jumped the gun and I said thank you earlier on. Item number 4 is record of attendance, apologies and approved leave of absence. We have none. Item number 5, public question time. We haven't received any questions from the public.
No.
Item number 6, applications for leave of absence. So for the new councillors, if you do need to apply for a leave of absence, this is the most appropriate time for you to do it for a future meeting, so that if you know in advance that you need to have the next meeting or the meeting after that, if you need to be away for the meeting, then this is the most appropriate time for you to apply for that. Item number 7 is disclosures of interest, and we had that information given to us by the CEO. So ordinarily in meetings, you would actually fill in your disclosure of interest, fill in the form and give it to the CEO at the beginning of the meeting. Item number 8, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. We have none. Item number 9, reports of committees of council, so that's to be resolved at item number 11. Item number 10, reports of councillors, and we have none. Item number 11, we are now on page 10, and this is council delegates to committees. And so the purpose of this item is for us to consider reviewing and appointing members, delegates and deputies to committees, both internal and external. What we have on page 11 are the current members, is that correct?
That's right, yes.
So how do we go about doing this? So the Audit and Risk Committee is the full council. So that is some we actually meet together as a whole group for that one. The Bushfire Advisory Committee, we currently have Councillor Hotham, and the deputy is the deputy president.
I'm willing to stay there.
You would like to keep that, Councillor Hotham?
If nobody else wants it, I'll keep that.
Is that the best way of doing this?
I don't think that's the way to go about it. I would, I suppose, recommend suspending the standing orders to then discuss who would like to be in each, represent council in each, and have more of an open discussion on that.
Okay. Have you gone through these groups with our new councillors?
I have not.
No, okay. All right. So, can we have someone to move that we suspend standing orders, please? Thanks, Councillor Cheney. And a seconder? Councillor Hotham. All those in favour? Carried? 7-0. Oh, I haven't had 7-0 for a long time.
Mm.
Okay, so what that means for our new councillors, we've suspended standing orders, so we're no longer constrained by the formal format of the debating process. So now we can just have an open and free discussion. So what are you looking at there?
This is the resolution on page 16 and 17.
Oh, right. Okay.
Can I?
Yep, please do.
Thank you. So there are a number of changes to legislation since the last, in the last 2 years. Predominantly that relates to the Audit and Risk and now Improvement Committee. The legislation now requires two independent members to sit on that committee, one of which must be the chair. Another requirement is that those two independent members are paid and the Salary and Allowances Tribunal have made a determination for a maximum allowance with regards to that. Another change is that the chairperson of each committee of council, of which these are the three, is appointed by council and not by the committee. So we have those changes to consider, and that really is, I suppose, explains both one and point two, and some of the other changes here. And now I suppose we can ask who would like to represent on each committees of council first, I would have imagined, and then taking a break to discuss the external committees.
So the committee of council, the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee, still can be our full council?
It can be full council plus two additionals.
Yep.
I, in preparing this report, contacted Mr. William Mulroney.
Yep.
So, as a former councillor for many years and Shire President, has knowledge of this committee, its ins and outs and its workings, as well as local government finance. I also had a discussion with Mr. Mark School as a local expert within town, as an accountant. He had initially acquiesced to that request and said that that was fine, although today he has advised me that he'd like not to do that anymore.
All right.
And
we have to have two.
We have to have two, but we can, at this point, leave it blank. We don't have a committee meeting for the Audit and Risk and Improvement Committee scheduled.
No.
And so we can leave that position blank until the next meeting.
Okay. So the independent member be to be decided.
Yep.
And then can we do this whole resolution in one, or do we have to do it in two separate sections?
We can do it in one.
In one?
But I thought it would just be easier to discuss it in
two separate sections. So just thinking about that one, the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee, to have Mr. William Moroney?
Yes, I suppose.
So councillors are comfortable with that?
Yep.
He's got that knowledge and that experience. Yep.
There.
Okay. And then we can further discuss the second independent member.
Mm. And we could suggest names, but, I mean, that wouldn't be helpful because they may not want to do it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the full council has traditionally sat on the committee.
Yeah.
Being one of the, I suppose, most important committees we have.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we will finalise that second independent person at our next meeting. The Bushfire Advisory Committee, so the officer's recommendation is that the chairperson is the chief bushfire control officer, which makes sense. And so we need a member and a deputy.
Yes. We do have the flexibility to have more than one member, but traditionally we've had just the one.
Just the one. Yeah. So the expectation, particularly for new councillors, is the Bushfire Advisory Committee is a committee of council that has their meetings outside of council, and then their minutes are actually brought to council, to a council meeting, for us to, what's the terminology? Ratify.
Yes.
Yep. So we need to have a member. The expectation is that the member attends the meeting and the deputy attends the meeting if the member is not available.
Yes.
Councillor Hoss, I'll
take the member's position on that.
You would like to be considered for that? Is there any...
I'm happy to nominate that if you need to nominate them.
I think we can self-nominate. So, Councillor Hoffam, is there anybody else that feels that they would like to be on that Bushfire Advisory Committee? Okay, so Councillor Hoffam and the Deputy?
Councillor Woods.
Councillor Wood?
Okay.
Councillor Wood? Anybody else? No? Councillor Wood. The CEO Performance Review Committee, so the chairperson is the Shire President and the deputy chair is the deputy president. We just need one other member to be on that committee.
And again, we can have more.
Yes.
But
bearing in mind what the CEO said earlier about this is basically this committee is just the organising body. So this committee doesn't decide what the final approval rating is of the CEO. That comes back to every individual. We all have our say about that. In the past, we've always used an external consultant to make sure that that process is as rigorous as it needs to be. So basically, this committee is simply the organising committee. So we've got the Shire President and the Deputy. Do we have somebody who would like to be a member?
I'll myself for that position, Madam Chair, thanks.
Councillor Hotham, anybody else like to be on that group?
Jackie, I just thought the whole council was involved with the CEO performance review.
They are, but it's...
Well, yeah. Why do we have to nominate?
Because... The job of this committee is to organise and to appoint the consultant, because the CEO can't appoint his own consultant. So, as I said, this committee is basically just an organising committee. So whoever is on this committee organises the date, does the conversation with the consultant, and then the consultant comes down and she meets with each individual councillor, and then comes...
He or she.
Absolutely. And then that report then comes back and is made public for the CEO. So is there anybody else that wants to be on that organising committee? No? Thank you. So the next group are delegates on external committees. So these are committees that are formed outside, they're community groups, and often we have a Shire representative on those community groups. So what's important to remember is that as the Shire delegate or as the Shire representative, you can't make decisions on behalf of the Shire at that committee meeting, but what you can do is bring their ideas back to council, so you become a conduit of information. You can take information, obviously that's not confidential, you can take that information from here to the committee for which you are a delegate. And then you also bring information from them back to the Shire. There is
no requirement for councillors to be on an external committee, but everybody, every councillor has the right to be on at least one external committee. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
We'll try to make it nice and fair.
Nice and exactly. Yeah. So the CCZ of Wolga, and this traditionally is a Shire president and deputy role. So if people are happy with that.
What does that one entail?
So the CCZ is the Central Country Zone of the West Australian Local Government Association. So it is the group that actually goes to, so it's so our central zone includes Brookton, Pingelly, Wandering.
Oh, there's about 18 of us.
Wagen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a big group.
The northern section, the southern section, the eastern section.
So this one is just the central zone that we are part of. And it is where we take ideas, or the CEO takes ideas from our council to the central zone. If there was an agenda item that we would like to put forward to the powers that be. Yeah.
So there'd be nothing to stop us taking Danny or Robert to one of these meetings so they get a bit of a feel of what's going on, wouldn't that be a bit of a smart move.
Yeah, there's nothing stopping for this particular committee observers to come, or in the place of having if one of the delegates is not there, they do in this committee allow just occasional delegates, deputies, people to deputise. They actually do allow that to have a voting right if you fill in the necessary paperwork.
Yeah. It is interesting to go to hear what
they're talking about and you get a whole different perspective.
Yeah. So generally there's presentations. I suppose that we couldn't receive just on ourselves from people like Telstra and Main Roads. To this committee, where they can present to, I suppose, the larger group about any changes that are happening. Occasionally, ministers come and present on what's occurring within their portfolio. That's quite occasionally, and so you I suppose it's a good information gathering. It's very good networking within local government as to what other local governments are doing. Mm. And then it does allow that feedback through where you can create a motion and then it goes, if it's adopted by the central country zone, then it can go up through to the state level and see if that also can be supported at that level as well. So it is our channel through to make a difference at state level through Wolga.
So, and we do have delegates go to these meetings that are represented up on the state level. So,
yeah, that's right.
So they go to the big meetings, you know, to take our message through. So they're pretty important.
So, as the president, I would like to be involved in that.
Yeah.
And Councillor Wood.
Yep.
And is there anybody else who would like to? Denny? Yep.
Going along as well.
And yep.
So for this, there is only two delegates, as in voting positions, but of course others can attend as much as they like, and so we can put that down as people attending, and we can count that in.
Yeah.
But we do have to decide on who those delegates are.
So Danny and Robert, you're interested? Yep. So the delegates will be the president and the deputy, and then Danny and Robert, both of you as are they deputies? Observers.
Observers. But is that what we're intending?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I mean, you just advise a meeting that's what we're doing. I mean, there'd be heaps of new councillors around the whole zone that should be getting their heads around a bit.
Mm. How frequently can we review these delegations?
Once a year,
is it?
That's when they do
it. We can review them whenever we want, because it's just meetings here. But this... is reviewed every 2 years at this point.
At this, yeah.
But we can say, well, we could put in a marker. Let's we could
there's
review it in two,
time.
But
there's
in
plenty
one,
of
but,
times
yeah.
only one of
yeah.
us can go. So certainly be going as a delegate. Then,
But no, they wouldn't be going as a delegate.
They can go as the deputy. You don't have to nominate the deputies now, because you can deputize somebody to take your spot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then if the president or the deputy is not available to go, then we would be able to say, can you go and have the voting right?
I would not put them down as calling them deputies.
No.
Because then that is to the exclusion of everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So if the deputy president was not able to attend and Councillor Hotham wanted to attend, he would not at that point be able to.
Oh, okay.
If he's not a deputy.
Yep.
But we could have an understanding that this
So can we just have an understanding that you guys are interested in and definitely coming along as observers?
And we can write it down as observers.
As observers? Yep. Yep. Okay. Yep. Happy with that?
I think so,
yeah?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so the Hothamdale Regional Road Subgroup. Can you explain this one for us, please?
Thanks.
We have. So you're not just here doing nothing.
I'm just going
to
wake up.
I just had to wake him up.
Yeah.
Regional council, that much.
Essentially, regional road group is the main road funding source for a lot of our significant roads, of which we don't have a big role there, other than
no.
you need a substantial knowledge of. Local roads within the districts. So.
Just to explain how this is set up as well, there's different hierarchy. There is a regional road group that we're part of, and that I suppose meets twice a year. We do not have direct delegates attending that. What we do is we have delegates attending the Hothamdale regional subgroup, which is actually quite small. It's about six local governments, who then, I suppose, divvy up the money into four roads in accordance with the guidelines. Now, generally, that's not, I suppose, too controversial. In this region, in other regions, it is. But in this region, because the local governments are quite a similar size with similar road requirements, and it's generally a fairly even split between each local government, and it's not too controversial, as I said. So this the out of this Hothamdale subgroup, there is two members of that group that represent the subgroup at the regional road group, which again is a regional area and doesn't cover, you know, all of the region, just our particular region.
So,
so I went to a regional road group meeting a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it
that was includes, in Wiki.
Yeah, in Wiki.
And it includes, I don't know, 15 shires or something like that.
So that's...
From Dumbleyung to West Arthur to Boddington to...
That's not this one, though.
To Beverley.
No, so that's...
No, but we're just talking about the regional road group.
Yeah.
So I'm just explaining the difference, really.
Yeah. So that's the Hothamdale, and then the one that one was is South... Wheatbelt South... Regional road group, not subgroup, road group.
Yep.
So at those meetings you get the main roads people come and talk to you.
Yeah.
Usually SEC come and talk to you and a few other interesting people. Usually a politician fixes that up.
So we've only got one voting delegate at this one?
Yes.
Yes.
Woodsy?
So, Woodsy?
Well, I've been down for about three or four of them, so.
Yep. And a deputy for that one place?
Brom? No.
I'll go deputy.
You go deputy on that one? Okay. Thanks, Ange. The Pingelly Recreation and Cultural Centre Board. Now, this, I'm pretty sure, has to be the Shire President. I think that was...
In with their constitution, I think it does.
Yeah. I think we... So just on that prac board one, one of the... for all of them, a requirement of you as a delegate when you attend these meetings is that at our council meeting, you actually give a report about what has been happening. So the Development Assessment Panel.
Thank you. Yes.
This one has never met. Never.
No. So this is an instrument from state government that to deal with very large development assessments. So if we get a $10 million development for a multi-story complex here... that is the decision-making body that makes that decision, with two council members and three expert members nominated by the state government. So they sit together and decide on that development application.
You never know.
Absolutely.
Might happen.
Exactly, and if there is a big wind farm, for example, or a solar farm, that is where the decision would be made.
Yeah. So do we have... We need two delegates and two deputies?
Yes.
That's a requirement.
I'll go as a delegate.
You'll go as a delegate?
No.
And do we have another delegate?
I will.
Yep. As delegate or deputy?
As delegate.
As delegate.
One of the advantages of being a delegate or a deputy is that you get the training and it's actually very good foundation for town planning decision making.
And a deputy? Yep. Thanks, Rob. And another deputy? Thanks, Ange. Cool. Pingelly Tourism Group. A delegate and a deputy, please.
I'll take the delegate on that one.
The delegate? Anybody else interested?
I'll nominate Ange.
Ange?
As deputy?
Whatever.
Thanks.
You fight with him as to which job you got.
Yeah, okay.
So, Ange is deputy? The Shires Wandering Joint Local Emergency Management Committee.
I think the delegate needs to be the Shire President.
Yes, the Shire President is typically the... one of the delegates.
Yeah.
The Shire President has emergency powers in that event, and so generally is appointed as one of the delegates.
And I'd like to throw my hand up if you want another delegate.
Yeah.
If not with Z, you can have it.
As the delegate, the deputy?
If that's not objective, yeah.
So, Pete?
Can go delegate and I go deputy?
No, Jackie's the delegate.
There's two delegates.
So you go delegate and I go deputy?
No. Just have one delegate. That's,
no, we have to have two.
So Woodsy?
Okay.
So you go Woodsy and I'll go deputy.
Okay.
Yes.
We have to have two delegates?
I don't think we have to.
Oh, don't we?
It's our... I suppose we are the organiser for the committee, so we can have that decision.
What do Wandering have? I think they've got two.
I think they've got two as well. I think that was their understanding.
So which way are we going, gentlemen?
Woodsy's delegate.
Yeah.
And you're... happy to be the deputy?
Yep.
The Pingerley Early Years Network. Do we have a delegate for that one?
To be.
This is right up your alley.
I kind of want
When you get on show, I've got heaps of spare time.
So do you you want to do that one, Danny? Yeah. And a deputy? I'm actually happy to be the deputy on that one if that's okay. Yeah. The Pingerley Community Wellbeing Working Group.
I think I'll
reneg
on that one.
So I'm happy to continue with that one if...
I'm on another function.
Oh, you are, aren't you?
Can you tell me more about that group?
So that's a group that works with Pingerley and Brookton, I think.
No. It's just us?
No, they actually work with Brookton as well. Sure they do. Anyway, so it is us, and they work with Holyoke and the Department of...
Communities?
Communities.
Yeah.
And it's about developing a wellbeing plan for Pingerley.
So the wellbeing plan has now been developed, and it is about now overseeing those actions. And there are other stakeholders, as Danny has mentioned, that she is one. Others, the CRC, that sort of thing. The school, the hospital, all of these others are on that group, and they look at... basically some of our well-being issues, whether it's suicidal ideation or alcohol and drugs, any of those aspects, and see what we collectively can do.
So there's a whole range in the plan, there's a whole range of actions, and different organisations take the lead on those particular actions. I have been on that, but if there's somebody else that would like to do that, I'm happy.
I'll happily do it.
You're already on it.
I'm already on it.
Yeah, so we need a Shire. Yep.
Want to have a quick
crack at it?
Well, I suppose I can. I suppose I can put me on for that one.
Yeah?
As the deputy? Is that what we're talking about?
As the deputy or as the delegate?
What are you looking for at the moment? The delegate, aren't you?
Well,
as the
delegate, we can both go together.
Both go together?
Yeah. So I'm happy to be the delegate.
Okay.
Or do you want to be the if you want to be the delegate, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, that's right. So that's why maybe to start off with, if you come along as the deputy, and then you can take over.
I'm sure they wouldn't mind if there was two, so that would be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's local.
And there's an awful lot of people who don't come. So the more people we've got there, the more ideas.
Sorry, Storm is just looking for that clarification. Is it two delegates that we've got down?
No, or we've got a delegate and a deputy.
Okay.
So we've got Jackie as the delegate and Rob as the deputy. And then when we do a review of this, Once Rob's got an understanding of that, that might change around. The Pingelly Museum and Historical Group.
I'll nominate myself as the delegate.
Councillor Hotham. Ange?
Deputy.
Done deal.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
Danny? Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, Sid was on there before, so I'd be happy to.
You'd be second
as delegate.
As the second deputy. Second deputy?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
I've got you on top, Ange.
Brian, Ange, and Danny. The Pingelly Youth Advisory Group.
So this is a new one that has not met. It replaced the Pingelly Youth Network. This is actually formed the formation of this is of young people, and so that's why it's not a delegate or a member. It's what I put down as a mentor and somebody to, I suppose, to assist their governance and for them to achieve their aims, as well as the regular thing of being that conduit of information to and from, but less, I suppose, voting and participating in the decision making, more just assisting and guiding.
Which has been a baby of mine to get going, so I would love the opportunity to continue to do that. But if that's okay with everybody else.
Just do it in your spare time.
Yeah, well, I know, but that is,
Jackie, I'm tempted here, I'll take a deputy position on that, if you're going to put one there. It's something I'd like to have a look at.
I think with this one, while it's still being formed, we need to be really careful that we don't make it top heavy with us, and it needs to be led by them. Which, what do you think?
I think they haven't met. I'm not sure that the current group we'll be able to form a quorum, and so I think we need to have a look at the group again and its membership. So I think in its infancy, I think it needs to have, I suppose, that steady one person there, rather than us. And it would be difficult for a deputy to sort of step into those shoes. Yeah. If you know what I mean.
And we don't want to end up
top heavy
and dictating the terms, because this needs to be a bottom up thing, not a top down thing. So, the Peel Harvey Catchment Council.
So this is a new one, and they wrote to us asking for us to nominate an elected member to sit on their board. But the rider here, and that's why it says nominee, is that once we submit the name, they will consider of the names submitted and choose who they would like to participate.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Oh, wow. right. Pardon? Yeah. You would like to nominate for that one?
Yeah, right up my alley.
Yeah, it is right up your alley. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think having that a greater relationship with Bill Harvey would really benefit Pinchley. So that's
Something that would be good. Do we need more than one?
We're only allowed one. It says.
So we're only allowed to nominate one person,
yes.
And then they'll decide whether that person.
Yes, because they have written to all of the local governments within their area.
Oh, got you. Okay. Yep.
Going back to that previous page about the Sunset Alliance, is that something that is
whereabouts?
The last point.
So we're just coming to that one now.
Okay, yep.
So yep. So item number 4 of the recommendation is that we write to Pinchley Somerset Alliance Board. Asking them to allow a council delegate to join their board as a member. So at this stage, we're not actually asking for names. We're just asking for our agreement that the CEO writes to PSA, asking for us to have a delegate on their board. So, looking at all of that, we need to do a vote. Are there any questions before we do take a vote? Actually, we should have moved and seconded that before we discussed it.
That's okay, because we suspended sound of orders.
That was good.
And possibly we should reinstate those before we ask for the...
Before we do the moving and seconding, okay. So before I do that, are there any questions or comments before we put standing orders back in place? No? Okay. So can I have a mover to reinstate standing orders? Thanks, Councillor Cheney. Seconder, Councillor Trethaway. All those in favour, please. Carried, 7-0. And then we'll come back to item number, 11?
Yes.
Item number 11.1. The officer's recommendation, pages 16 and 17. All of those things that we have just discussed. Can I have a mover for that, please? Thanks, Councillor Cheney. Seconder, Councillor Summers. I need your names. all those in favour, please. Carried, 7-0. Thank you. Page 18, item 12, Directorate of Corporate and Community Services. There is nothing. Item 13, we have nothing. Item 14, 15, 16, we have no business at this time. And item number 17, which is the closure of the meeting, and I will declare the meeting closed at 6:02.